We're going to hear a live set on the World Cafe from blues woman Shamika Copeland in just a bit. But first, our blues expert Johnny Meister had a chance to sit down and talk with Shamika and commented that once again on the new album, The Soul Truth, there seems to be an underlying theme of female strength.
Always. And, you know, it doesn't... People ask me, was that a theme? Was I trying to go for that? And the answer to that question is no. But I think that I know with me, the... older I'm getting, the more comfortable I'm getting in my own skin and just being confident in who I am. And I just meet so many young women who are just so self-conscious about themselves and not happy about themselves, and they want to change this, they want to change that. And I just want women to be confident in what God gave them and just proud of themselves, not to allow themselves to get walked on and beat up and whatever, you know?
Is that your story? Were you walked on and beat up? Or
no. I've never been beaten up or anything, so I'm grateful for that.
Well, I'm glad about that, too. Let's talk a little bit more about the new album, and then we can talk about your parents, and in particular your father, mm-hmm. the late blues man Johnny Copeland. But your new album, The Soul Truth, was produced by one of the great figures of soul music, Steve Cropper, mm-hmm. guitarist who used to be with Booker T and the MGs and the Marquees and worked with Otis Redding. This guy is about as central a figure in the history of soul music as you could work with.
Exactly.
And what was it like, and what did he contribute to your music?
Just, you know, I really enjoyed watching Steve just get what he wanted out of the musicians, just the way he worked in the studios. And he's just so energetic and so filled with ideas and things. So working with him was a blast, really.
Did he ever give you tips on how to sing a song? Did he actually pick the songs? I know he wrote a lot of the songs and
yeah,
co-wrote the songs.
I pick all my songs. I'm so picky about that. So I pick all my songs, but they give you ideas and things. And the cool part about working with artist is I think as artists we respect each other as artists, so nobody tries to tell you how to sing a song or how to, you know, write a song or anything.
Now the album is dedicated to your grandmother, Jessie
yes.
Ray Baker.
Yes.
That's your mother's mother?
Yes.
Tell me about her, and why did you dedicate the record to her?
My grandmother was a huge supporter of me. I mean, in North Carolina, she had a brag book. They call it a brag book. And she carried this book around in her purse. And she was just so proud of me and what I did. And she was just a really great lady. I loved her so much. And we had a great relationship. And she died. Wow. It's going to be a year coming up, like January, I guess. And we just miss her so much.
Was she musical at all? Did she sing? Or
my grandmother loved music. She didn't sing much. She sang in church, you know, but she wasn't like a, you know, great singer. But if she had something she wanted to express, she did it in church, and she did sing a little bit. Now, my mom's got a great voice, and
I've
she doesn't
never heard
sing
her
either.
Sing.
She doesn't
sing,
no. Hmm. Just in the car. But she doesn't sing.
Certainly heard your father sing, and we'll talk
yes.
about him in a minute. But I wanted to ask you also about The Soul Truth and blues. Now, you're thought of as a blues singer.
Mm-hmm.
The Soul Truth, as its name implies, is mm-hmm. very much a soul album. There isn't really a straight-ahead traditional type of blues song on it. Are you moving away from the blues on this record?
No, not at all. You know, I just think that, to me, music is music. There's two kinds, good and bad. And I think that blues is the only genre of music that has not evolved and hasn't grown, like country music and gospel music. And the reason that is because people are afraid to try new things. You know, even the president of my record label, he always says, Shamika, what do you want to be? You don't know what you want to do. And I was like, no, I don't, because at the time I was 20, so I'm not making any decisions. Let's just say I'm not limited in my mind. I love being called a blues singer because everybody is afraid to be called that, and I'm not. I'm proud of it, but I'm not limited. I could do anything.
Shamika Copeland is our guest on the World Cafe today, the daughter of Johnny Clyde Copeland. And I used to see you perform when you were a teenager, maybe 14 or 15 years old. You would come out on stage at his shows. And you were, well, I don't know how to say this, but you were kind of shy.
I was extremely shy.
I thought you were shy.
I was just talking about that when I was doing a live show. I said, oh my gosh, the part that I hated the most was getting out in front of people and performing. Now that's my favorite part. So it's kind of cool.
When did the change occur? I think it occurred around the time you made that first record, because when Alligator Records first made news that they were going to record you, I thought, she's got a great voice, but she's so shy and they want her to go out on the road. Mm-hmm. And then I saw your first show after the album and you were a different person. You were so bold and brassy and strong up there on stage at age 18 or 19.
I think it happened over time. And even then, I still wasn't as open as I am now. And I think as the time goes by, like I said before, I just get more comfortable with who I am, realizing this is what God gave me to work with and this is what I have. So I just get more and more comfortable.
Now, your father, Johnny Copeland, was a Texas blues man, and a lot of Texas blues musicians found themselves going out to California at some point, but he wound up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were born, he'd already been there for a few years. He was already recording for Rounder Records, which wasn't really a blues label. It was kind of a folk label, and he was finding a new audience for his music and for the blues. Mm-hmm. And you were born, I guess, in New York, right, in 1979?
Yes.
So how long did you live in New York and in Harlem, and at one point did you move to Teaneck? I know he moved to Teaneck at one point.
Yeah, I was there until about 15 or 16, and then we moved to Jersey.
So Harlem is really the place you would consider home.
I grew up there, yep. Uh-huh. I grew up there. And I'm so grateful that I did, you know, because I think when you grow up in New York in an environment like that, you grow up faster. My parents were great because I had a real solid foundation, even though the area at that particular time had changed from when they moved there. We had some drugs and violence and all of that stuff. But I had a very solid foundation. My home was good and settled and everything. So I was able to still grow up right, but have all that stuff around me to see. And I think that's really important for young people. It makes you grateful for going new places and doing new things and traveling. And I grew up fast. And I think in order to be in this business, you kind of need to have that experience to be out here on the road.
Some music to help me. Y'all sound good out there, Philadelphia. Yeah. Thank you so much.
When I Yes.
Shamika Copeland live on the World Cafe. Big thanks again to Johnny Meister for getting a chance to talk with Shamika. We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.